And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
It's really hard to sing along.
And that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Love it.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Gather around.
Big D, D, and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
So I guess a little fade
out. Yeah, so here we we changed
it. Mommy.
I couldn't.
You couldn't hear it?
No.
You can eat my meat.
That's a Craig Morganism right there. Craig Morgan is on our at the end of the podcast, and we'll get to hear him. Yeah, he's gotten into cattle, I guess.
Yeah, so he'll tell us all about that. He'll tell you about what he's doing on PBS and all that. Actually, he's going to be on PBS tonight. We're taping this live, I guess, right now. We're doing this live November 8th, and then Craig Morgan is going to be on tonight on PBS. So, yeah. I get so confused on what days are
and
what
then it,
nowadays.
It'll probably air several times over the weekend and then Monday on PBS, depending upon where you're located at.
I have some really bad news, America.
Oh.
40 monkeys have escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. Yep. I don't know if you know about this.
Yeah, it came out yesterday afternoon or morning. They're Reese's monkeys. Which is like fun.
Were they previously in a barrel?
No.
No. But they're saying they don't know how the monkeys got out.
Is this some new COVID?
Monkeypox.
They were trying to push that monkeypox thing for a while. But that was a weird thing. If you Google how you get it and where it came from, This is not that. But apparently these are like research monkeys, so we don't know if they're smart or whatever. This could be the beginning of the Planet of the Apes. This could be ground zero. What? 40 monkeys.
I was
40
just
monkeys.
Listening to that.
Which?
Nah, it's a ghost song, ground zero.
Oh, really?
It's year zero, but yeah.
No. Carson has been enjoying Ghost today.
Wasn't that also 28 days later? Didn't that go from the monkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It's also the plot for the Michael Crichton novel Congo.
Oh, really?
Yep. The gorillas escape. So, and they have their own
little
colony that they're really good at smushing humans' heads.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Everybody can talk about the election and what the results are and everything like that. But didn't we have the last time Trump was the president? Didn't we have that's when the COVID thing came out? It was from them eating back when they said they were eating the animals, remember, in the little market? And now all of a sudden, conveniently, now we have another animals have escaped and gotten into the wild.
That's why I just said COVID. That's what I was talking about.
Oh. Man, I don't know. I'm just...
Have we had Pat Sajak on the show?
You can eat my meat.
Did you see Pat Sajak? The rumors were that he was dead.
And no.
Yeah, he had, I always love it when people have to come out and get online and go, hey, I'm not dead. It's the best. It's one of my favorite.
Did he do that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. But they're like, he's dead. And I'm like, during the World Series, they're like, actually, he's right behind home plate. Isn't that him right there? They're like, oh, yeah, I guess that's
also, what a flex that is to be able to prove that you're alive by, I'm at the World Series behind home plate.
I don't know if you saw me there. I'm over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't watched a Wheel in a while now since been taking
you gave
over.
Up.
Nah, dude. It's not bad. Like he's not
set.
Bad.
I
no,
like
but
the
you
set.
Know what else they did too? I'm going to tell you. They made a change in contestants when Seacrest took over. You can tell they suddenly decided they wanted people with personalities because now we've got contestants who are like, "Hi, Ryan. I'm so excited to be here." And they start telling these stories. And I'm like, Ryan, reel them in. Just tell them to say letters and move along. They're trying. There's one woman on the Halloween episode. I went as a baked potato. And she's going on and on about wrapping herself in foil. And then how she put baked potatoes on her body and people would take bites out of them. And I'm like, I don't need this information, Seacrest. Get to the next puzzle.
Because I was never a Wheel of Fortune person. Did Sajak not do that?
No, it would just be like, hey, how are you? Hi, Pat. Yeah, tell me about yourself. Oh, you know, I'm a retired school teacher, married to the love of my life, and we have three wonderful children. Want to say hi to my grandson, Robert. And they move along. Instead, now I get baked potato lady. And I don't need all that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, man.
Yeah. They just tried too hard to give, like, personality to contestants. They don't need it. Guess puzzles. Move along.
I'm worried about this monkey thing. I really am. I'm like, I'm looking at this and I'm reading it. It's like, please, if you see one of these monkeys, do not approach it. Refrain from approaching. Call 911 immediately. Dude, I mean, seriously.
Monkeys are scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that chimp that ripped off that lady's face.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was her friend's pet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so I'm that's my whole weekend is shot now because I'm going to be following, like, I'm going to do the countdown. They're going to be like 28 still on the loose as they do the little countdown.
That's going to wreck your weekend?
Yes. I'm going to be
I got LSU Alabama. Nothing's wrecking my weekend. I'm good.
I'm going to be lost in this, man. Anyway.
Brings you meaning to Monkey Works then, doesn't it?
I would like to also bring something back up because Garrett said it, and I've gotten so many people texting going, is that real? McDonald's selling $1 Chicken McNugget orders until December if you use their app.
According to people that texted in today, you can do that once a week.
Oh,
not
it's not every
once
day?
Once a day.
Liars.
Oh.
Were you doing it once a day?
I'm doing it. I've done it. I did it 2 days in a row.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So there's a difference in rules and what happens in the world.
Did I ever tell you guys I got in big trouble with a local McDonald's franchisee?
No.
When I worked a couple stations ago. It was the 40th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin. And so it's all over Facebook. It's all over the internet that they're offering 40-cent Egg McMuffins because it's the anniversary. So get on the air and we're like, hey, it's 40-cent Egg McMuffins. Suddenly.
Not there.
Uh-huh. General manager comes flying in. Where did you get this information? I'm like, literally everywhere. And so I'm sending him all these screenshots. Well, we were in an area of the country where there were a good number of McDonald's owned by this guy who would not do. Remember they used to do like a dollar any size drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do that.
All of his own things.
Yep, be like 250, participate in. You know when they say participation varies?
Oh, that's
he
right.
He was the guy that wouldn't participate.
Oh.
So what happens is all these people go to the drive-thru and say they want the 40-cent Egg McMuffin because, you know, that girl on the radio station said it was 40 cents. So the franchisee calls up, he screams, and he's so mad. And I look at my co-host, and I'm like, I'm about to get fired. And he was like, are you kidding? This is the greatest day of our general manager's professional life because you just proved to him the power of radio.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the McDonald's guy, hey, look at the line you had out the door because for 2 minutes, just at 2 minutes in a day, she talked about 40-cent Egg McMuffins. Look at the clients that came in. Maybe you should be advertising. And yeah. I was like,
imagine we did this every, you know, once an hour or whatever.
Yep. And I was like, oh. Like he really made me feel better. And then, oh yeah, the general manager was like, I mean, you were right and he's a jerk, but this was great. Thank you so much. Because now they could sell it to other people and be like, look what happened.
Yeah.
No. I thought I was about to, I was like, I'm not going to be able to eat.
Did you ever get almost fired from doing something on the air?
Often. Often. You know, offhand. Huh? Not with
no,
you?
No, I don't think so with me, dude. Is there a thing we almost get fired over?
No. We got away with a lot of crap, man. and people just would go, that's just Big D and Bubba.
I don't think
we ever did get close to getting fired for saying something.
Yeah, we're really careful because we've seen other people get axed over dumb things.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Yeah, I don't.
I do remember that time I was talking bad about, I shouldn't even do it now, but just thought about it.
Someone.
I was talking bad about something that people go to often and use for, like, mailing and how terrible a place it is. And I went in the other end. It was depressing. And then we moved on the show. And I get a text message that says, oh, my gosh, that was hilarious how you guys were talking about it. And then you went right into a commercial about them. And I'm like, wait, what? I go, we pull it up. I'm like, yep, sure enough. We did that, and it went for the network. It went straight into a national ad for them.
Oh, yeah.
And Schaefer pulled up. There's only, like, once every 2 weeks.
What's that?
That spot was going to run.
Yeah,
When I was talking bad about that place.
Yeah.
And then we went into their commercial.
Straight into their commercial.
It was like, oh, it only airs like once every 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, what are the chances of that?
It was incredible.
We didn't know. We just talking.
To go behind the scenes, we have logs where we see what the commercial schedule and stuff is. And I don't usually have a reason to look at it just because I don't. But the one time would have been helpful for me to look at it when D was saying something about a certain client. And then I get phone calls and I go, hey, what do you do? What are you going to do? It's over.
It's happened. So, but I have almost gotten fired though before.
Yeah. For something you said on the radio?
Nah, something I did. Well, did and said. Really more did though than anything.
I punched a guy one time.
On the air?
No, we were doing. Just,
that would have been great.
It
on
was
the air.
Okay. So our old, I'll tell this story. I don't care. Our old program director was like, "Let's go. We're gonna do a staff night out on Bourbon Street." Okay. Oh. So we all hop in the.
The only staff you're gonna get is STAPH.
So we all hop in the radio station van, and we go as a group. All of us are there, and we're all getting, you know, drunk and everything. We also have one guy who was not getting drunk, but he was coked up out of his mind. Hmm. And towards the end of the night, it's old school. He at some point just, I forgot what happened, but he kind of started going off on me. And he was like just yelling and all. I'm like, dude, shut up. And he's like, you make me shut up. Go ahead and make me shut up.
And there it is.
And I said, I turned to the program director who's driving, and I said, dude, can I make him shut up? And the guy goes, punch me. See if you can make me shut up. And I said, he gave me permission to punch him. May I punch him? He goes, and everybody in the vehicle at once goes, yes. So I turned around, boop, and he was out. And I made him shut up, and everything was good, and it calmed down.
You can get
that Monday.
Oh yeah,
I show up for work, and before I even can go to the studio, it's, hey, Bubba, come over here. And I got pulled into the general manager's office, and he said, yeah, so we have a problem. This guy is threatening to press charges, and this. Then I'm like, everybody was with us in there. He goes, yeah, but you still hit him. And I'm like, I mean, I was a kid. I'm like, I don't know. He told me to hit him. And so anyway. They're like, you can leave or you can get fired. And I'm like, I'll leave. Because if I leave, then I don't go to jail, right? Yes. Okay, cool. And so that was it.
You shouldn't be allowed to press charges if you were asking for it.
Dude, he was like, come on, punch me, hit me if you think you can make me shut up. Okay.
Well, mine were FBI agents, and they showed up at the station. And I got called in, and they're like, they're there. And there's two of them, exactly how you think they'd look. And the general manager and the operations guy and the program director. And they wanted to know what if I was responsible for a guy holding a sign outside of whatever the hotel was in Billings. It was just like. 15 stories up or something. That's a skyscraper there. And we have had this, that's where the radio, our competitor was, and they had an all glass window. And we had a guy who went out on the catwalk and it said, you guys stink or something like that. so people thought it was a jumper. I'm getting there. Hang on. And so they thought it was a jumper. They closed down the entire downtown. All the streets are blocked off. They bring in the SWAT team. They bring in all that. And, yeah. So, yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I had that at a station. They we were on in a couple of different towns. And one of the towns we were on in, they really wanted to revitalize the studios. Because at that point, they were, like, out of trailers. And they're like, no, we're going to be downtown. It's going to be, like, glass windows, like the Today Show. And we're going to be broadcasting from downtown. Cool. So they open the studios. It's our first day. We're in there. And what happens? Immediately, some guy pulls up with a sign directed at me. And it didn't seem favorable. Like, we weren't 100% sure what it was. But it made me very aware of, it was the week before when that news reporter and her camera guy were shot on the air. Do you remember that? Right. Like it was the disgruntled former employee. It was a week later. So I kind of start going, excuse me, what's security like here? Because you have me in a fishbowl. It's, floor to ceiling glass, street level. And I start asking questions, and I'm not getting answers. I keep getting the runaround. I'm like, no, 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 but here's the thing. You want me to show up and do this every day, and literally day one, somebody shows up with something pointed at me. I was fired a week later.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, yeah. That's fun.
Shipper, you ever had a... I can't imagine. You seem
in
so
sports,
boring.
I would, right, appreciate in that. Sports, I would imagine people get very fired up for things,
I mean,
you guys say.
There was one time I was working on a news talk station. It was a weekend show, and we thought we were the rebels and what we were doing in terms of content. And we had somebody on the air as a guest that was a little bit controversial, and that entire hour we had that person on, I kept looking at the hotline thinking we were going to get fired. And there was at least a little bit of discussion about it on Monday, but they let it go. But I've had moments where I've said things and maybe occasionally a curse word or what have you. But, in terms of content, no. I've been fired, but not for on air.
My very first day on the radio, I cussed.
Right. Do you know how many people I know that say that?
I forgot to turn the microphone
off.
That's
what everybody says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took it off of my
scoped
air check. Who are you
talking to?
Me.
Oh, you were just like having your own.
It was one of those old turnpot boards.
Yeah.
My very first radio station. Normally, like, you know, you have the slide pots, the slide faders, like you would see on a normal DJ type board. But back in the old days, they were turned. They were little knobs, like a volume knob. And I was using one of those, and I couldn't figure out which one was up. And I'm like, blank. I said the word. I dropped. It was just the S word. Mm-hmm. But I was like, which one is it? And so I just started turning them all off, and finally I figured it out. But I said it, and I got a hotline call from the boss going, hey, your mic is open. I'm like, oh, and it was like a toggle switch. I was like, clunk. Yeah, but I didn't get fired. I guess apparently a lot of people do it on their first
day. I was this close to getting into a fight with a former program director that Carson and I once worked with, but, you know. They ended up firing me a week later anyway, so it was no big deal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he...
That guy needed punched badly.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about...
Oh, yeah. I worked for him directly.
Schaefer, we were in the same
building.
Company for a short period of time.
And that's how we met. And then, the dude I worked for, he screamed at me in a meeting and thought that was appropriate managerial behavior. And I was like, are we? And here's me going like, bro, you're paying me minimum wage. Like, I'm not going to sit here and take this. Like, I'm a skedaddle, but good knowing you. But hey, you don't have anybody else do this, so you're probably going to have to.
There was another talk show host who had a female producer who was lovely, and you guys actually know her. He was so awful to her during the breaks and during his show and all that. Just absolutely awful to her.
Like, in a demeaning kind of way?
Oh, yes,
or?
Absolutely. Okay. Verbally abusive, demeaning sort of way. And there was a couple of us. There's nothing we could do within the context of the show because, hey, that's their area. But we told him, if we hear you say one word like that out in the hallways, the break room, the building, period, to her, you are going to get demolished.
Y'all threatened him with a beatdown.
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. No, that happened. Same building that Carson and I worked in. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Dude, we never came close, the two of us.
Mm-mm.
Now, we've been threatened with lots of lawsuits. lots of that.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's not the... Those are...
No, you guys... The thing is, I try to tell everybody about working with you guys that, as lovely and congenial as you are on the air, and it sounds like we're having fun... and just enjoy what we're doing. It's exactly like that off the air that you both, and I think all of us, but I said, that's exactly who they are. And that's why it's such a wonderful working environment. And I've had a number of those, but I've also had places where, like Schaefer and I were talking about, not so much. It's not so much. And there was one guy at his station, he wasn't on my station, but where there were like three or four under the one roof. And this guy just never said a word to me. Right? He passed me in the hallway. I guess he thought he was too good for me. One day he comes to me. Hey, I was like, okay, what did I do to you, bro? And he was like, why does Charlie Sheen follow you on Twitter? How do you know Charlie Sheen? And I was like, what is this? Like, you've never said a word to me. And this was your.
The very first thing you hear.
This was the first thing.
I'm with him. Why is that?
Because I used to use an application called TweetDeck. to schedule out tweets. And so occasionally to stagger my tweets, it might be, let's say, and this was when like Charlie Sheen is the height of like Tiger Blood and all that. So I
Winning.
Had, yeah, all that. So he had tweeted something and I wanted to reply to it, but I didn't want it to go out when he tweeted it. So I set it for like 10 hours later. Thing was, in that time he had, or his people, had deleted whatever the tweet was. But because it was in TweetDeck, for some reason it captured it and it still allowed the retweet with my quote.
Oh.
So his people followed me so they could DM me and ask me to take it down. And they said, hey, would you mind deleting this? We'll send you like autographed swag or whatever. Because I think it was going to like mess up some sort of TV deal for him, whatever it was he tweeted. So I was like, yeah, no problem. So they followed me, but they just never unfollowed me. And that's how it, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I knew Charlie
Does
Sheen.
Does he still follow you?
I haven't looked. I don't know.
Dude, we should have a quest next week on the show of trying, you DMing Charlie Sheen and see if we can call him.
I mean, and that was the thing. But also I was like, wait, what were you, on my Twitter account? Were you on his? Like, what a weird, and when I tell you, those were the only things that man ever said to me, was just to get in my face about why does Charlie Sheen follow you? And I was, and even then I go, what a weird working environment that A, this is what we're talking about, but B, that this guy thinks this is acceptable way to treat anybody in a work setting.
I'm looking. There's a Carmen, not a Carson. Mm-hmm.
Then I guess not. I guess they finally cleaned up his Twitter.
Oh, you're looking at it. What,
yeah, you can look at who he follows. And,
yeah, I'm doing followers you know. I'm just going through.
Yeah, which is fine. Nice. Yeah, this is a while ago, obviously. But yeah, just again, people, I don't know. People get in this business and they get, their heads get real big and they can just be jerks.
Well, they make it their identity.
Yeah. And then again, there's like guys like you. And I say, yeah, Big D and Bubba are the best. But also because they're the best when the mics aren't on.
No.
And that means a lot.
No. Aw. You're lovely. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I'm sitting here scrolling through, and it's I'm looking at followers you know. Yeah, but it's not people that he follows.
Right. You have to look at who he's following.
Yeah. And now Twitter's acting up.
Mm. Okay.
Elon must have said something.
Perhaps we'll never know.
Fired people up.
We'll never, ever know.
Charlie Sheen.
All right. Well, anyway, y'all have a good weekend. And yeah, we got Craig Morgan coming on, and he'll tell you about his
yes,
cows.
Yes, Charlie Sheen follows me.
He still follows you.
Still follows me.
Next week on the show, we're DMing him, and we're going to see if we can get him on.
Boy, sliding into Charlie Sheen's DMs.
You can eat my meat.
Well done, bud.
All right, so we're really done. We're out of here. This is
Veterans
Day weekend. We're going to cut this one short.
Love it.
How'd it go with Uncle Cracker last weekend?
Jeez, it was fantastic.
I know. Yeah. We were almost out.
You're the guy at the meeting goes, any other questions?
Yeah, actually,
I do.
Can we circle back?
Yeah.
You can eat my meat.
Well, how'd it go? You can answer that. Yeah,
why don't you listen to it?
Listen to the podcast.
There you go, because this was the podcast. hello, kids. How are you?
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It's not great.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
You can eat my meat.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Craig Morgan on the hotline. Hello, sir.
Well, good morning to you.
How are you? Getting ready for Veterans Day and this coming weekend. Craig is doing this. It's really cool. It's this, by the way, Craig, who re-enlisted in the United States Army Reserve, shout out. But you're doing the Salute to Service 2024 Veterans Day celebration. What are you singing on this?
I'm singing a couple different things, my songs, but what's cool is I'm doing it with the U.S. Army six-string soldiers. We did some of that with them, so a lot of fun. I think we're doing That's What I Love About Sunday, International Harvester, some of those big hits.
And the six-string soldiers, it's a hard thing to say, six-string soldiers, but it's basically, it's a country bluegrass folk band that the Army has.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's funny, dude, because when I was in the Army, I always thought that these Army band folks were like me, regular MOS jobs, like, you know, forward observers, clerks, whatever, infantry, and they were good musicians, so they brought them over and let them do these bands. But I found out after going back in that we actually have, like, educated musicians, and these are full-time musicians working in the Army bands around the country, promoting the Army.
And around the world. I love that. I mean, that's, they went in specifically for that. I think
so,
it's cool.
So what do? They just, like, they do they have, like, different ones? Is there, like, a rock, an Army rock group?
Yeah.
There nice, is?
Dude. Yeah. They got the brass ensemble, the strings ensemble. It's just, it's amazing. And these are, like, I mean, these people graduate from music schools around the country, and it's just, they're just absolutely amazing. And that's what they do for a dang living. It's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, and think about this, too. I mean, they're able to join the Army and get all the benefits and all the, you know, lifelong benefits as well. They qualify for the GI Bill and all that. I mean, you name all the crazy stuff.
Smart.
Yeah, it's super smart. And, you know, if you're somebody who's a really good musician and you don't know what you want to do after high school and you're thinking, what's my next step, look into, like, the Army band. And I want to say there's other military bands as well that you can look into, but it's cool. And they have all the different styles of music.
There are other military bands, but even marching bands and stuff and so on and so forth. But I venture to say, you know, for one thing, they all go through the Army. They all go to the same music school. And the Army's, they each have their own little area within that school. But I do believe that the Army bands, especially the string instrument folks, are some of the best that there are in the branches.
Craig Morgan is joining us. What are you doing? Are you driving in the truck today? Where are you at?
Yeah. I'm headed over to check on my cows.
Okay. I didn't know if you were in Alaska or not.
No, not yet. I'll be up there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but actually.
Right now, I'm a cow man now, y'all. I got cows.
I didn't know you got cattle. Or cell service.
Do what?
I said, I didn't know you got cattle.
Yes, sir. I just got into it, dude, and I'm hooked. It's addicting.
You mean you're hoofed?
You're hoofed.
I'm hoofed.
Yeah. So how many head cattle do you have?
Don't make fun of me. I've only got 10.
It's a starter pack.
Well, I mean, that's 10 more than I got.
That's what I did. I went to the auction, the cattle auction. They have it every Monday. I went down there and bought me some cows, and I'm in it now. We're belling our own hay and everything. It's awesome.
It's so educational, too. I mean, you're learning so much, not only about the cows, but about yourself.
What are you going to do with them? Are you just going to harvest them? What are you doing?
Dude, we're doing all natural grass-fed, and hey, I'm not doing any outside ingredients. We're raising a couple that we can slaughter for ourselves, for the family. I love grass-fed, and I love beef, so we're doing our own. And then we'll be fattening some up grass-fed to sell at the market.
You're the weirdest. Uh-huh.
Come
you're
on
the
down.
Weirdest person.
Get you some of that Craig Morgan meat.
I mean, it's like you're a ranger. You know, you're doing this, in the military. Then you become a singer. I'm pretty sure you work for the CIA and you're a spy.
We don't really know.
Then you have a book, and then you're touring, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to do this thing in Alaska, where I don't even know what that is.
Survival
some kind of survival school.
School
or what? And now you're a cattleman. Unbelievable.
Man, listen, if you stop moving, you will never move. You got to keep your brain activated. You got to keep trying to learn. And I think as long as you keep your body in motion, as long as you're doing that, man, you're living and you're going to have a positive impact. That's what we're all about.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, Craig Morgan, everyone.
Well, that ain't making money.
Got to make the money.
Got to pay
Morgan
bills.
Meats is a great.
Is it Morgan Meats?
Hey, yeah, you can eat my meat.
All right. That sounds great. That sounds like a great place to get out. Craig Morgan, everyone. Craig, we love you, man. And
We'll be watching PBS starting Friday night.
And thank you for your services. Veterans Day weekend coming up. Thank you, sir.
Hey, bro. I love you guys. And thank you so much for the support you guys show our veterans.
You bet.
It doesn't go unnoticed. So thank y'all.
Thank you. See you, Craig.
You can eat my meat.